أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا إنا تطيرنا بكم لئن لم تنتهوا لنرجمنكم وليمسنكم منا عذاب أليم. صدق الله العظيم. In the previous ayat we read that the people of Mecca said that we want a Nabi to come to us with a kitab of Allah, and we will show the people of the world how we will be obedient followers and believers. When Allah did send the Nabi, Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the people, instead of being obedient and following, they've showed total disobedience and total disrespect. On that, Allah Ta'ala said, Allah sealed their hearts up, and now Iman will not be able to enter. But as yet as a reminder, Allah Ta'ala gave them what we read yesterday, this instance of Ashabul Qarya, the three Rasuls that were sent to these people, and how those people responded, so that the people of Mecca could take a lesson. When those Rasuls went to them, then those people of that village town did not believe. In return, they said, قَالُوا إِنَّا تَطَيَّرْنَا بِكُمْ بُولِ هَمْنَا نَامُبَارَكْ دِيْكَا هِتُمْكُ. We have seen you people that you are unblessed, you are unlucky, you are unfortunate. Misfortune has befallen you. And this was because when those Rasuls invited them to Allah, the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, and to give up idol worship, those people, when they did not respond and they disbelieved and were abusive to the Rasuls, Allah Ta'ala withheld rains from them. Now their farming industry was completely damaged and there was nothing growing. They were suffering a drought and poverty, and also disunity had come amongst the people. They said that before you came, we were all united. That is, united on kufr, on disbelief. Now when you have come, some people have brought iman, others haven't. So this brought about disunity. From here we should understand that every unity is not required. Unity on falsehood. For example, all the crooks unite. What a great problem it will be. That unity is only acceptable and which is blessed and beneficial is unity on the truth and on righteousness. Not that we unite on disobedience of Allah and on wrong things. So they said that by your coming, now these problems have befallen us. لَئِن لَمْ تَنْتَهُوا لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ. Agar tum na choroge, to hum tumko sangsar karenge. Further, they threatened them that if you will not stop with this preaching of yours and calling towards Tawheed and the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, we will stone you people to death. وَلَيَمَسَّنَّكُمْ مِنَّا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Aur tumko lagege hamare haath se dukh ki maar. And we will inflict severe, painful punishments on you. We will torture you. We will cause you all type of harm. These threats they had made. The Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam replied and said, قَالُوا طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ. Kehne lage, tumhari na mubarak ki tumhari saath hai. This misfortune and what you are calling being unlucky and being caught up in all these difficulties and hardships, that is because of your own actions. That is that you have disbelieved that Allah has set such conditions. Not because of our blessed and pure teachings of Tawheed and oneness of Allah. And this is unfortunately the case with humans even till today. When things go wrong, then we don't realize the root cause and the actual cause. Until a disease is not diagnosed, it cannot be treated correctly. So we have to realize that our wrong actions bring about all difficulties and hardships. For example, in the house, we have the TV. Watching the TV, etc., this brings about the wrath of Allah Ta'ala. Other sins that we commit, we don't observe parda, we don't observe salah, etc., this brings the wrath of Allah Ta'ala, not the righteous things. So we have to understand and take responsibility of our actions, and the consequent reactions that follow, we are responsible for that. It is not the righteous things. Ain zukirtum, kya usse tumko samjaya? Don't you take a lesson from this? Think for yourself, what is the cause of your problems? It isn't our true and blessed messages, it is your disobedience and your going against the commands of Allah Ta'ala. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ مُسْرِفُونَ کوئی نہیں پر تم لوگ ہے حد پر نہیں رہتے. It's nothing else but that you have transgressed your bounds. You have broken the laws of Allah and you have transgressed. Like a person who drives into a one way, he is going to have problems there. He has to reverse and get out from there. Like that, from our wrong actions and doings, we have to reverse and come out. وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى. اور آیا شہر کے پرلے سر سے ایک مرد دوڑتا. And then one, Allah Ta'ala send a help, nusrat to them from with a person who came from the other end of town. Like if they were in the east, he came from the west. If they were in the north, he came from the south. From the other side of town, a prominent person came. He was a local person who people knew. And from here also we learn one great aspect of nusrat, nusrat of jamaats, nusrat of ulama. Like jamaats come, then a prominent person of the town tells the people, I know these are good people, they are doing good work, listen to them, follow them. Or an alim comes, the introduction that is given, the so and so alim, whatever he says, listen to him, practice on what he says. So this is also a teaching from the Quran. That person came and he said, Ya qawm ittabi'u al-mursaleen. Bola, ay qawm, chalo raah par unke bheje huo ka. He said, O my people, follow the way of these messengers who have been sent to you. What they are calling to you, listen to them. They are righteous and they are teaching you the right things. He was giving nusrat to them. But the people did not listen to him and in fact they killed him. اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون. چلو راہ پر ایسو کی جو تم سے kuch nahi mangte aur raah suje hai. They follow the path of those people who don't ask you anything in return. They are not asking you for wages. They are not asking you for food. They are asking you for nothing. They are just guiding you towards that which is righteous and pious and which is thoroughly good for you in this world and in the year after. And they themselves are also righteously guided. So the people who do the work of Deen, here two great qualities are showed of them. One is they don't ask for anything in return. And the other is that they themselves are on Hidayat and they themselves are following the right path. May Allah give us tawfiq. And this brings us to the end of the 22nd supara. And inshaAllah we will carry on with the 23rd supara. Wa maliyah. Wa akhiru da'wana. Anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.